Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Hendley. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Don Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. LaFave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torborg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hendley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley bunts towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Krug and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaFave is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFave strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hendley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Torborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Torborg hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. 2 outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up off the glove of Banks, and into shallow right field. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaFave is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFave strikes out. 1 out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Torborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Torborg hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug strikes out. 1 out. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano strikes out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Bob Hendley. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.